Director General, Mr. President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. It is truly an honor to join the leaders and representatives of so many countries for this momentous occasion. Too often, when we come together, we gather to bring global attention to the hungry poor, to talk about those left hungry by crisis and by disasters. But today we come together to celebrate, to recognize the outstanding progress. And it's worth noting again the progress of those countries: Bolivia, Costa Rica, Laos, Mozambique, Nepal, the Solomon Islands, Suriname, and Uzbekistan in meeting the MDG 1 hunger target. Now, each of these countries joins the 72 countries who can proudly say, we cut half our proportion of hungry people in our countries. To each of you, congratulations. And there's more good news. We also honor the achievements made by Angola, China, Dominican Republic, Gabon, Mali, and Myanmar in achieving the even more ambitious World Food Summit goal. Now each of your countries joined the 29 other countries who succeeded in having the absolute number of people hungry in your countries. Auguri to you all. Bravo. I think that result, we should applaud them now. Excellencies, we, the entire global community, learn one overarching lesson from all of the countries who have achieved these goals. We learned that we can achieve zero hunger in our lifetimes. Each country's success demonstrates what it takes to make hunger history. For example, from Bolivia, how the engagement and empowerment of indigenous people and initiatives such as Zero Malnutrition Program increase both food access and food availability for the poor and for the vulnerable. From Mozambique, we learned that where there is a will, there is a way. After 16 years of civil war, followed now by two decades of peace and stability, this government created an environment enabling progress across the agriculture sector, making food more available. And from Nepal, a country which has managed to reduce the number of hungry people by 65%. Multiple reasons account for this success, but one lesson stands out. The investment in social protection, including through Education for All, their Education for All initiative. Today, 87% of Nepalese children attend school. What's even more exciting for me is that for every 100 boys attending school, 99 girls are attending school. And they're receiving school meals. I could go on, because in every single story of every country, as the Director General noted, there were different tools that were used to make the difference in your countries. Yet, looking across all these countries, we see common factors crucial to achieving success in the fight against hunger. In particular, the importance of peace and security. The stability of peace that peace brings provides the base for achieving success in hunger elimination. The political will, strong government leadership, driving and financing the policies necessary to reduce hunger. Good governance and the rule of law, fostering the enabling environment that is required. Strong agricultural growth, opportunities for smallholder farmers, improving not only food production, but also local food availability, and social protection and safety nets, enabling and protecting good nutrition, education, and health outcomes for poor and vulnerable people. Yes, each of these countries proved beyond a doubt our ambition is not misplaced, because each of your countries irrefutably demonstrate that when we combine peace and security, knowledge and tools, good governance with political will, we can end hunger. And this is truly something to celebrate. Yet, our celebration is muted by the hunger cries of those left behind. Even in countries where the goals have been attained, we are only halfway there. As the Director General noted, the recently published the State of Food Insecurity report, some 795 million people still go hungry. Even more disconcerting, the SOFI found that the pace of hunger reduction has slowed every decade since 1990. Alarming because the pace of change underlines the challenges we face, both securing the MDG goals and reaching the even higher goals of zero hunger. In every country, we're leaving behind the poorest and the most vulnerable, those suffering from chronic poverty, chronic food insecurity, and chronic malnutrition. The bottom quintile, the hardest to reach, the hardest to empower, the hardest to move forward. The truth is, realizing and achieving our longer-term goal of zero hunger demands all of us to think, act, and work differently. Certainly, accelerating efforts to achieve zero hunger will require even more determined political leadership at the local, national, and global level. Yes, achieving zero hunger requires all the tools we know, accompanied by sustained financial investments from the affected countries, as well as the entire international community. Given the limited scope to expand current levels of ODA, we must put in place a more comprehensive financial toolkit with new mechanisms to leverage incomes and leverage resources from both public and private sources to prioritize the comprehensive actions essential to ensuring our collective global credibility, which requires a feasible financing strategy for delivering zero hunger, to universally and collectively help lift every person, including the world's hungry poor, regardless of geography, out of hunger. Excellencies, allow me to conclude by once again acknowledging the accomplishment of each one of the countries we celebrate here today. You and the countries achieving this goal before you have collectively proven for the world that it is possible to move beyond the dream and to deliver on our ambitious commitments, ensuring that the call to end hunger in our lifetimes is more than just powerful rhetoric, and it is truly an achievable goal. Let us leave no one behind. Let our collective global embrace create a world of global prosperity and peace, supported by women, men, and children living lives without fear of hunger. Let us live the spirit of Nelson Mandela, who said, "It always seems impossible until it is done. We can get it done." Thank you.